Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. United States Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, told the Security Council on Wednesday that the United States is watching to ensure that Israel's actions on the ground show that it does not have a policy of starvation in the northern Gaza Strip. Israel's UN Ambassador, Danny Dannon, refuted claims that Israel isn't allowing aid to Palestinians.
So the blame is not on Israel, the blame is on Hamas. And we have to acknowledge that. You know, there is no shortage of aid. When you look at the amount of aid that is being delivered into Gaza, the problem is with the logistics to make sure it goes to the people who need it. And
Hamas has continually denied stealing aid. U.S. officials said on Tuesday they told Israel it must take steps in the next month to improve the humanitarian situation in the Palestinian enclave or face potential restrictions on U.S. military aid. It's something the Canadian government has echoed, saying the situation is unacceptable and there needs to be an immediate ceasefire. The UN is also adamant that the polio vaccination campaign must go ahead in Jabalia. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's victory plan includes a big hurdle for the West, NATO membership for Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his plan to win his country's fight against Russia's invasion could bring peace next year, but it contains a step that some crucial Western allies have so far refused to approve, inviting Ukraine to join NATO before the war ends. Western partners of Ukraine have so far stopped short of publicly voicing their support for it, despite Zelensky's efforts. Zelensky outlaid the first part of his five-point plan in Ukrainian parliament. This particular point could be seen as the most ambitious and the most likely to make Western allies balk. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. Nigerian authorities said on Wednesday that a fuel tanker overturned late on Tuesday in the northern state of Jigawa after the driver lost control of the vehicle, spilling gasoline, which exploded and killed at least 147 people. Jigawa's state governor, Umar Manadi.
This tragedy is a very serious tragedy.
The truck exploded in flames while people were trying to scoop up fuel pouring from the vehicle. Residents were in mourning on Wednesday as they held a mass burial for the victims. Emergency personnel said most of the bodies were unrecognizable.
Prime Minister for Relations and International Affairs.
The European Union is holding its first summit with Gulf states in Brussels on Wednesday as part of an EU diplomatic push for far-flung friends as it enlists international support to isolate Russia. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
And I know how sensitive you are to the idea of sovereignty, and I'm confident that we can work together and rely on you to stop this illegal Russian war.
The 27-nation European Union is seeking to work more closely with the Gulf Cooperation Council, which brings together Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates in addressing conflicts in both the Middle East and Ukraine. Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said on Wednesday that any deployment of U.S. nuclear weapons to Japan in the framework of an Asian NATO would lead to a collapse in regional stability. Do they even think one step, half a step ahead in Japan? Do they even imagine what will happen in the region if the Americans also deploy their nuclear weapons in Japan? Do they ask themselves, what will this lead to? A, and this is the wrong answer to a greater security, or B, and this is the right one to the collapse of any stability in this already long-suffering region. Japan's new prime minister, Shigeru Ishiba, on the eve of taking office, outlined a plan to revamp Tokyo's close alliance by locking Washington into an Asian NATO and stationing Japanese troops on U.S. soil. The new security alliance, Ishiba said, could even share control of Washington's nuclear weapons as a deterrent against Japan's nuclear-armed neighbors. The White House announced Wednesday that the Biden administration has approved over $1.8 billion for recovery efforts after Hurricanes Helene and Milton. The southeastern U.S. is still reeling from the storm's widespread devastation. President Biden urged lawmakers currently on recess until after the November 5th election to return to Washington to approve additional disaster relief funds. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.